is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Islamic State group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of blasts in Sri Lanka that killed more than 300 people and injured hundreds of others on Easter Sunday. Also Tuesday, Sri Lanka's State Minister of Defense told Parliament that those who carried out the attacks were in retaliation for attacks at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand last month. Ruwan Wijewardena did not provide details explaining how an initial investigation arrived at that conclusion. A police spokesman said Tuesday 40 people have been taken into custody in connection with the massacre, which marks the deadliest violence to hit the South Asian island nation since their two-decade civil war ended in 2009. A national day of mourning was declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago of the possibility of an attack by the radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. One of the survivors of the violence, Sudesh Cologne, described what it was like to discover the dead bodies of his wife and daughter on a church floor.
Just saw my daughter on the floor, and I tried to lift her up. She's already exactly the same. Next, my wife is there.
The death toll from Sunday's bombings is at least 310. Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists and upheld seven-year prison sentences for their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Wa Lone and Kyaw So Oo earlier this month shared with their colleagues the Pulitzer Prize for International Reporting, one of journalism's highest honors. The official death toll has risen to 11 following a 6.1 magnitude quake in Pampanga, located on the main northern Philippine island of Luzon. This is VOA News. North Korea confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un will soon visit Russia to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The North state-run Korean Central News Agency released a terse two-sentence statement saying Kim will soon pay a visit to the Russian Federation and that he and Putin will have talks. A date for the meeting was not released, and it wasn't clear if Kim would fly or take his armored train. Sudan's military rulers, who've been leading the country since the removal of President Omar al-Bashir from power earlier this month, vowed on Monday that they aim to form a civilian government as soon as possible. Lieutenant General Shamseldin Kabashi, the spokesman for the country's Transitional Military Council, told reporters that the Military Transitional Council confirms it is talking to groups with various viewpoints to reach a clear agreement on the demands of the transitional period and the naming of a prime minister and forming a civilian government as soon as possible. Statement comes as tensions escalated on Monday after talks broke down between protesters and the country's military rulers. The United States is ending sanctions waivers on five countries importing Iranian oil, hoping to choke off Tehran's main sources of revenue. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the new policy Monday, saying that after giving countries time to reduce their imports of Iranian oil, the U.S. is going to zero. Iran responded defiantly, threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz, a strategically important choke point, if it is prevented from using it to sell its oil. Analysts warn the oil crackdown could provoke a showdown between the U.S. and Iran and could imperil U.S. trade talks with China. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined millions of citizens Tuesday in casting a ballot in the third phase of the world's biggest general election. As many as 188 million Indians across 13 states and two federally controlled territories are eligible to vote. Former White House lawyer Don McCann has been subpoenaed to appear before a House counsel. Mike Gracia reports.
According to the Mueller report, McCann told investigators he declined to follow up on a call from President Trump on June 17, 2017, directing him to remove special counsel Robert Mueller. With some Democrats calling for impeachment proceedings, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is counseling members to go after facts. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.